This is a dictation for James Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, February 768, addressed as a letter to Dr. Reichmann, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 8286835. Dear Dr. Reichmann, a follow-up for Mr. Bennett. Pancreas renal transplant, advanced renal failure, active treatment for acute myeloid leukemia. Accompanied with wife, last visit September. AV fistula on the left upper extremity, wheelchair bed, appetite fair, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no decrease in urination, edema on the right side. Is my understanding your Dr. Akat, KAD, as well as University of Michigan, are going to allow the use ERA-NES for anemia when he is not on the active therapy treatment? He's just finishing another cycle just a few days, so probably next week will be a candidate for treatment. Presently, no precipitation or increase of dyspnea, no problems, no mental status changes, review system negative, medication list review. I will highlight the vitamin D 5-3 days a week for elevated PTH, on prednisone and Tacro for the transplant. He received antibiotic based on neutropenia, remains on antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal treatment, blood pressure NORVASC. Today weight 142, blood pressure 144.72, AV fistula left, no Stilling syndrome, minimal edema, excuse me, moderate edema, no weakness on the left hand, hands are clear, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal tenderness or ascites, left-sided above the knee amputation, 1-2+ edema on the right-sided. Next paragraph, creatinine 4.96, progressive over time. Presently stage 5, Tacro at 4.2, which is therapeutic. A normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis 17 with a high chloride 113, low albumin, corrected calcium normal, anemia 7.5, normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Kidney pancreas transplant, 1999. Next number, renal failure, presently stage 5. However, no overt symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, insulin-dependent diabetes since age 11. Pancreas is working well, has not required medications for diabetes. Next number, acute myeloid leukemia, on chemotherapy indefinitely. Next number, anemia to receive ERA-NES. Next number, AV fistula open, left upper extremity, minimal edema but no severe motor deficits. Next number, high risk medication, immunosuppressant, tacrolimus low therapeutic around 4+. Next number, metabolic acidosis with high chloride. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment. Next number, monitor phosphorus for binders. Next paragraph, comments. We will start dialysis based on symptoms. AV fistula is nicely developed. Patient and wife ask questions about home peritoneal dialysis, home hemodialysis, and in-center dialysis. having a kidney or pancreas transplant is not a contraindication. If he is willing to go in that direction, we can do that. With his chemotherapy, however, he has a risk of peritonitis becoming severe or septic. I did not change any present medications, continue chemistry on a regular basis. I'm adding cystatin C as a better measurement of kidney function given his muscle wasting. Plan to see him back on the next 6 to 8 weeks unless already starting on dialysis. End of dictation.